Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fiore. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Hernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severson moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Severson moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rooker reaches second base with a double. Severson scores. Hernandez scores. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rooker scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Severson hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rooker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Melton scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider fires to first and picks off Kelly. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Bob Christian pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hermann moves to third. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rooker is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fiore strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Rich Severson. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz now playing second base. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rooker hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kelly steals third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alcaraz moves to second. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rooker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Rooker reaches second base with a double. Alcaraz scores. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4. Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.